Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Tonight, I want to talk to you about flipping the switch. It's over here on the board. The guys have done. I love the graphic they did on this. Isn't that cool? Flipping the switch. Flipping the switch. Can you say that with me? Flipping the switch. You say, Pastor, what's this all about? Well, you pray for me because I want to expound, make it clear, applicable, and relevant to where we live tonight. Steve Jobs said, when you wake up in the morning and you look into the mirror and you don't like what you see, then change it. He said, you get up in the morning, you look into the mirror, Steve Jobs, you don't like what you see, then change it. Tonight, I'm talking about flipping the switch. I'm talking about how can we set into motion change, the right kind of change, on the right side of change in our life. At Church on the Rock, we are our culture, our church community. We're energized by challenge and change. And one thing I know, that change never stops if you want to keep growing. So flipping the switch, flipping the switch. I, as many of you know, I'm a coffee addict. I like coffee, okay? And so, Daniel and I, my son, our executive pastor, we really like coffee. Stephen, my other son, he likes coffee. We're kind of coffee nuts, you know. We pray for us, okay? But we get a special kind of coffee from California that we like. And what I will do is that the night before, like tonight, before I go to bed, I'm going to get out the coffee. I'm going to get out the spoon, so many scoops in the coffee pot. I'm going to put the purified water in the coffee pot. And yeah, I got a long way to go. I'm still using Mr. Coffee. I want to advance. So if you can help me on that, I'm open to lifelong learning. But I get it all ready the night before. So when I get up, and I get up early, I'm an early riser, but I get it all ready the night before. So when I get up the next morning, all I got to do is go in, and all I got to do is punch the button, turn on the switch. I got to flip the switch. Awesome. So, you know, I've done that before. There are many times I've done that before, and I had these great expectations that I'm going to wake up in the morning, I'm going to flip the switch, then go take my shower and listen to my Bible and smell the aroma in the house throughout. And there have been those times when I get up in the morning, now the night before I prepared, and I get up in the morning and I would go about doing everything. I'd take my shower, I'm listening to my Bible, I'm doing all these things, and I go into the kitchen and there's no aroma. There's no coffee smell. There's no, that's just sweet. There's nothing there. So I look down, I go in the kitchen, I look down at the coffee pot, and guess what? I forgot to flip the switch. You know, it's so important that you and I know what that switch is, and we know how to flip the switch. So a good communicator tells you what they're going to talk about, then they talk about it, and then they remind you what they talked about. So what I'm talking about tonight is switching from being selfish to becoming a servant. What I'm talking about is the world is so right now, they're so entitlement-minded. The world, the culture, the masses, the average Joe or Jill or Tom or Sue, right now they're so consumed about themselves. They're so consumed about me and my four and no more. Now, that is only going to give me a small, small world. That is only going to leave me empty at the end of the day. So I can switch this. I can flip the switch. I can flip the switch. And how do you do that, Pastor? I go from being selfish to becoming a servant. What does that mean? Well, right now, the villain in our story tonight, in our message tonight, is blaming and complaining. Blaming and complaining will lead me nowhere. It's a waste of energy. It doesn't do any good for me or anybody else. And the world right now, seemingly through COVID, there's so much blame. There's so much there's so much complaining and putting the responsibility on other people. I say it's time for me and you to take full responsibility for our life. And if we don't like our life, change it, flip the switch, and let's not let the world's mindset of being selfish and self-centered. And let's change and flip the switch and become a servant of the Most High God. I think God's talking to you and me, especially during COVID, where we couldn't have church like we used to, or couldn't even have a church for a while, and we were isolated by ourselves. And I think it's very easy to get selfish and self-centered if I'm not serving, if I'm not in a place of service. So the villain tonight is blaming and complaining. But the hero is, I can flip the switch if I'll begin serving and solving. From blaming and complaining to serving and solving. It'll absolutely, the coffee pot will turn on, the aroma will begin to smell. The whole house, my whole house, it changed the aroma. I said, Kim, you smell that coffee, it's so good. But it wasn't there until I flipped the switch. My life can change when I flip the switch and go from selfishness to serving. When I go from blaming and complaining to serving and solving. That's what we want to talk about tonight. So if that's okay with you, we're going to get in the Word, and then we're going to give you some takeaways, some things we can apply to flip the switch and watch our life go to a new level. Change our atmosphere. We're carriers of the atmosphere for our family. We can change the atmosphere of our home, of our car, our truck, our life, our family, by flipping the switch from being selfish to becoming a servant, from blaming and complaining about everything to begin serving and solving and adding value to other people. Right now, there are more people in pain than ever before. Right now, there is more opportunity for ministry and serving and solving and succeeding like never before. So let's get into the Word. We're going to go to Philippians. I'm going to the board. Philippians, serve us, not serve us. I think that's one of our paraphrases at Church on the Rock. That's our culture here, is it's all about service, not serving us. It's all about who can I help instead of wanting people to help me all the time. It's not complaining and blaming. That's a waste of energy, a waste of effort. It will end up with no lasting, prolific results. But when I decide to take on the attitude of Christ as a Christian Christ follower, and who can I serve today, God? God, who can I help today? Who can I add value to today? You're flipping the switch. You're going from the negative to the positive, from being selfish to becoming a servant of the Most High God. So can you say that with me? Service, not serve us. So Philippians chapter 2, we'll get there. Hang with me. Philippians 2 and verse 2. I love this passage. We're going to go through verse 5. Fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind. Watch this now. Fill up and be complete in joy. Got it, Pastor. I get it. But how do I fill up? By having this same mind. What kind of a mind? The mind of a servant, the mind of a servant, by having a servant's attitude, by getting up and saying, not serve me, but who can I serve today? Who can I add value? Who can I help? How can I help you tonight? Fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and of one in purpose, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one harmonious mind and living intentional. Living on purpose, living with intention, and living with the right attitude. Y'all see that? I'm going to extract mind, purpose, intention. Mind referring to our attitude. Our attitude determines our altitude. Somebody said when we get a hardening of the attitudes, we need a checkup from the neck up. It's so important. Guys, help me out tonight, would you? Verse 3. Do nothing from wrong motives Wow. There's strife or what? Selfishness. Pastor, I mean, really, during COVID, I've seen people get so selfish and so self-centered and so irresponsible and so entitlement-minded. And Pastor, it's driving me crazy. Well, don't let it drive you crazy. Let it drive us into ministry and see a need and fill it and not catch that virus that they have of blaming and complaining. But you and I are going to begin serving at a new level and solving the problems of people in pain. Don't do it out of selfishness for unworthy ends or prompted by conceit or arrogance. Instead, in the spirit of humility, with lowliness of mind, let each regard the other as better. Let each regard the other as better and superior to yourself. Thinking, this is Bible now, thinking more highly of one another than you do yourself. I think that's called the one another ministry. That's what, Pastor, what should I be doing as I relaunch, as I revisit, as I re-enter, as I get back into, you know, what they would say is normal, the new normal? What should I be doing? We as Christians should be focusing on being a better, a greater, a more disciplined, more professional servant of the Most High God. When we do that, we're flipping the switch. We're changing our world, our environment, and our future. The next verse, guys, verse 4. Let each of you, he's talking to the church at Philippi, or he could be talking to Church on the Rock around the world. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned not just for your own interest, but also each for the interest of other people. We're talking tonight about being servants. We're talking about serve us, not serve us. We're talking about esteeming other people more important than ourselves. We're talking about who can I help today? Who can I add value today? How can I help you? When we ask that question, I'm giving you practical application. When we ask that question tomorrow morning, when you go to your family, when you go to your friends, when you go to those in your small group, and you simply would text them and say, how can I help you today? You've flipped the switch. You've gone from blaming and complaining to serving and solving, and now you're going to fill up your life with joy and happiness and fulfillment and purpose. Let each of you esteem and look upon and be concerned not just for your own interest, but for the interest of other people. Verse 5. Let this same attitude, can you say that with me? Attitude. Let this same attitude and purpose, can you say purpose? Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Jesus was the greatest servant leader ever. We serve our way to the top. The more people we can serve with our business, the more our business will be successful. I remember years ago, Kim and I had this elderly couple. This was when we started Church on the Rock. I was 30 years old when we planted Church on the Rock. And when we planted Church on the Rock, the first year we met this couple, their name were Tex and Helen. And they were in their 70s. And we took them on as our mentors and parents. There was just a connection, a divine connection. I thank God, I can't wait to see them in heaven. They're in heaven today. But I remember they were very successful. They had lots of businesses. But I remember they used to always tell us, if you want to invest in a company, they were big into stocks and funds and businesses and real estate, and they had lots of things going on. They said, find a business that's meeting the most needs and doing it with excellence and invest in that, and you'll become very successful. That's biblical. If Church on the Rock, how can we help you tonight? How can we add value to you this weekend? The more of you I can serve and help, the better the pastor I'll be. And because I love you and I like you, I want to serve you the best I can. So y'all praying for me. Amen. Let the same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example. You and I can't grow without an example. You and I can't grow without an example. You and I can't grow spiritually without an example. You and I can't go to the next level without an example. We need a mentor. We need a pattern. We need an example. The best way for you to change your children is be an example. The best way for you to lead your team is be an example. The best way for you to influence other people is be an example of the characteristics of Christ. And notice the example he brings out here is servant leadership. When I go from blaming and complaining to serving and solving, I flip on the switch. When I go from being irresponsible to responsible, I flip on the switch. The coffee pot starts percolating, and everything in my world begins to change on the right side of change. Can we have a praise break right there where you're at? Hallelujah. All right. So look, we're going to go on here. Next verse here, praise God. I'm going to give you some PowerPoints. So what do we get from this? Number one, we're all called to be a servant. We're all called to be a servant. In God's kingdom, somebody said, wrote a book. I think it was Greg Laurie from California years ago. He wrote a book called Be an Upside Down Leader. Be an Upside Down Leader. What in the world was he talking about? He was simply saying that the kingdom of God is opposite to the kingdom of this world. And the world, they have the wrong mindset, which God's mindset for promotion is this. The way up is the way down. The way up is the way down. What is that? Through serving, you rise to the top. Didn't they come to Jesus and they say, I want to be great. It's in the Gospels. They said, we want to be great leaders. We want to be great examples. We want to be great fathers and grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers and leaders and entrepreneurs. We want to be great. They came to Jesus. I'm paraphrasing. And Jesus said, those of you who want to be the greatest, become a servant of all. The way to greatness is what? Is solving through serving. Not blaming and complaining, irresponsible, and it's their fault, it's him fault. It's called excuse. Itis. Excuses is the language of losers. And I give excuses. You know, the other day, Pastor Kim, she asked me to do something at the house, and I gave her a lame, 48 years of marriage, lame excuse. And she just looked at me, and then I said, yes, ma'am, praise God. You know how to have a long marriage? That's how you have a long marriage. All right, number two, let's look at this one, guys. Number two is, this is the right thing to do during COVID. It's just the right thing to do. I gave you a scripture at the offering about how the blessing of the Lord is on the upright. Upright means doing right, doing what's right. The wrong thing is to complain and blame, be responsible. It's their fault. It's her fault. It's the government's fault. It's that nation's fault. That's a waste of energy. It's a waste of time. It's not creative. We want to be what God wants us to be, and he wants us to be servants right now. I have the example of helping people in pain, of seeing a need and meeting it, of seeing a hurt and healing it. Of serving, and through serving, we're solving other people's needs, creating opportunities for people to hear the gospel and get born again. It's just the right thing to do during COVID. The wrong thing to do is to withdraw, shrink back, and do less in my church than I was before COVID. We shouldn't be doing less in the church because of COVID. We should be doing more in the church community because of COVID. And we give you, at our church, our community, we give you opportunities and options and all kinds of things on our website to get involved, plug in and serve, start a small group, a watch party, a neighborhood gatherings, community outreaches. But we shouldn't be doing less now than before COVID. We should be doing more. We're doing more as a church than ever before collectively. This is the right thing to do during COVID, is flip the switch from stop blaming, complaining, excuses, and start serving and solving and answering questions such as, how can I help you today? God, what do you want me to do today? Church on the Rock community, what can all those in our chat room do tonight to add value to you? Those questions will take you where you've never gone before. Start with asking the right questions daily. Just gave them to you. Start with asking the right questions daily. When is the last time anybody ever came to you and asked you, how could they help you? You say, Pastor, no Tom, Dick, or Larry has ever done that. Well, you might ask your question to yourself. During COVID, we need to be asking ourselves the hard questions. Am I complaining? Do I complain? Am I blaming my family, my friends, my church, the Democrats, the Republicans, China, Russia, America, the color of my skin? Ask ourselves the hard question. Am I taking responsibility for my life? When's the last time I asked somebody else, what can I do for you today? Because I won't get what I'm not giving out. I won't get what I'm not giving out. You pray for me because I want to get better at this. Would y'all do that? So start with asking the right questions daily. And some of those questions are hard. God, what should I stop doing now? I didn't get COVID, but I got that virus of complaining and blaming and excusing and entitlement, feeling sorry for myself. God, I need to get rid of that. Ask yourself, what should die in your life and what should live in your life? What should get weaker and what should get stronger in our life? A, what can I do? Here's some of the questions. What can I do to help you? What can I do to add value to you? Number four, eliminate. What do I need to eliminate in my life tonight, God? Don't ask Pastor Kim about me, okay? Excuses, blaming, complaining. I like Matthew 5:41, Jesus said, and whoever shall ask you to go a mile, tell them why you can't do it. Oh, no. And whoever shall ask you to go a mile, tell them you don't have time. No. And whoever shall ask you to go a mile, Jesus said, go two. He didn't say just do what they ask you to do. Exceed their expectations. I don't know any church in St. Louis here locally during COVID every weekend has provided a food truck free, complimentary to the congregation. Why would we do that? To exceed this community's expectation. As their pastor, I want them to know we're in the corner. It's when you're going through a tough time, you just need to know that somebody loves you, they're there for you, they believe in you, just give you a little token of appreciation and love. We want to go above and beyond in this ministry, not only to meet people's, we're not perfect now, don't expect perfection. But constantly, I am so proud of our team. They have a growth mindset. Is we don't want to just do what's asked of us. Most churches aren't even doing a Wednesday night service. We're doing it online. I work just as hard for Wednesday as I do for Sunday when there's thousands of people. But I give you just a, because I want to exceed your expectation. You're asking me to go to a mile. I want to go too. And what? It sounds like Disney World, right? Plus the experience. Whoever shall ask you to go a mile, don't make excuses. Don't blame it on other people. Don't tell people what you can't, but go to. Everybody say, exceed the expectations. All right? So we see that as the team comes out, expect everything in your life to change. Flipping the switch. Expect everything in your life to change when you flip the switch. From what? From what the world's doing. And I'll be honest with you, it tries to get on me. complaining, blaming, excuses, to flip the switch, to take responsibility for my life. If it's going to be, it's up to me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. I got to stop blaming other people. I got to take responsibility for my life. I've got to begin serving and solving problems and being an example to others as I follow the example of Jesus Christ, who was the greatest servant leader of all times. Expect everything to change in your life. Pastor Kim stole this verse. She didn't know I was going to talk about it, but she gave this verse at the prayer time, Ephesians 6:8. Knowing that whatever good thing I do for you, that I'll receive the same thing from the Lord, whether I'm bond or free. This is cool. One of my good friends used to always say this about this verse. What I make happen for you, God will make happen for me. What I make happen for you and others through serving, God will make happen for me. Zig Ziglar said it this way. He said, by enriching other people, you enrich yourself. By enriching other people, you enrich yourself. My good friend said, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Now is the time to get rid of selfishness, self-pity, irresponsibility, feeling sorry for myself. And I've been there during COVID. I'm right there with you. You and I are just alike, okay? We're in the same storm. Not the same boat, but we're in the same storm. So the takeaway tonight is so important. Serving is obeying God. Serving is obeying God. So when I'm serving you, I'm obeying God. And God said, when I obey Him, then the promises He's made to me and you will come to pass. Golden nugget, you move forward through obedience. Every time we obey God's last command, we take a step forward. Every time we obey God's last command, we take a step forward. So through serving, I'm moving forward. Through serving, I'm moving ahead. And that's what God's asking us to do right now. It's not less in the church community than before COVID. He wants us doing more. Because now is the time. You are the people, and this is the place. Number two, second takeaway, serving brings me closer to God. Sure do love you, and I sure do like you, and I'm thankful for you. This is powerful, because people are watching right now, and you're saying, I need to get closer to God, Pastor. How do I get closer to God? Ask yourself the hard questions we've been talking about tonight. You know, I've told Daniel, our executive pastor here in St. Louis at Church on the Rock, down through the years, if I wasn't the pastor and I tried to talk God into this when I was running from God when Kim and I first got married. I said, God, I want to be a successful businessman. I'll make a lot of money. I'll give it to the church and help build the church that way. But I don't want to be a preacher or a pastor. Never want to be that. I remember, you know, I was running from God. Let's just say I had never accepted the call of God in my life, and I'd gone down that road and been, by the grace of God only, a successful businessman. I've told Daniel down through the years, I said, Daniel, in our church, if I was bringing our family and I was a layman or I had a regular job, I wanted to plug into Church on the Rock, we have over 100 different ministries in our church. Out of all the ministries, I would choose outreach. That's what I would do. You say, really? Yeah, I wouldn't have chose platform ministry because that was not where I didn't want to be up front. Still don't want to be up front. Don't like being up front. Up front is uncomfortable for me. Pastor, you've been doing it for 40 years. It's still uncomfortable for me. If I had my own choice, if I was a layman, if I just was raised in a family and I was a member of this great church community, I'd be involved in outreach. when Daniel was over our outreach, I used to get involved a lot. Here in St. Louis locally, we helped a lot of public schools. It was awesome. We helped a lot of people from other countries coming into the nation get acclimated, helping them with the public school system in St. Louis. The superintendent was on our side, talked about church. It was awesome. We had all kinds of things going on in ministry. And I'll tell you why. Because when I was out there doing physical stuff, you know, handing out food, painting a wall, handing out a turkey, giving a box of groceries, there's something about when I was out there serving, it was just like the zone, like I was in the flow. Like, I mean, I could feel God. I was closer to God than any other time. What am I saying? Serving God where you're supposed to serve Him brings you closer to God. That's a key for many of you tonight. All right, number three, these are takeaways now, what we're learning tonight. Serving is simply solving problems. I don't want any ministry at our church if it's not going to solve problems as your pastor. I want all of our 100 ministries plus, I want them solving problems. I want them meeting needs. I want them helping you, your family, and your friends. If it's not adding value, it's a waste of time, effort, and resources. Serving is not causing problems. Serving is not being a problem. Ask yourself the hard questions. Serving is solving problems. Number four, serving is adding value. I hope and I pray that I've added value to you tonight. If I have, share this Wednesday night message with someone you care about that you are asking, how can I help them? By sending them this Wednesday night sermon and service. Could you bow your heads and close your eyes right there where you're at in your small group, your watch party, you're with your family, you're with your friends, you're hanging out, you're in the hospital room watching your, yeah, we have that hospital room, say, turn it on. Thank God for doctors and nurses who see the importance of the spiritual side. But if you're watching tonight, you see, goodness, Pastor, goodness, I need a relationship with God tonight. I want to know God. I don't want a ritual. I don't want religion. I want a relationship. I want to know God. Pastor, pray for me. I need God. Or you're saying, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but why what you talked about, Pastor, like you said you had that. I did. I do. I'm just like you. We're the same. We're in the same storm. Different boat. That means different job, different house, different family, but same storm, dealing with the same stuff. The virus of blaming, complaining, excuses, entitlement, feel sorry for myself. Why did this happen? We're all dealing with that. We can flip the switch, change everything by beginning to ask the right questions. Who can I help? What needs can I meet? What problems can I solve? God, what do you want to do in my life? God, I'm ready for a greater commitment. God, I want to get closer to you. I do it one way through serving. Pastor, I want to recommit. I want to relaunch my relationship. I need all of you to punch the button on your smartphone, your computer. Why? Because you can't walk forward. You can't raise your hand here in the auditorium. We're online only on Wednesday night. You have to do something. They've proven. If I make a decision without either writing it down or some kind of activity, walking forward, raising my hand, telling somebody, it's least likely to stick. I want your commitment to stick in COVID. So punch that button on the screen and let's all pray this prayer right now. Say it with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Jesus is Lord over my life. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.